The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see me. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. And he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in the name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's readings are surprisingly converging to one theme, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. First, the book of Acts presents us with Peter's bold speech in which he told his audience about Jesus, whom they had handed over to be crucified, and yet whom God had raised from the dead. And now he is in perfect health in front of us. So one who is actually the Messiah. But have you ever thought this? How the resurrected Jesus would have been hunted down to try to harness from him the power of the resurrection? Can you believe that? Like, they would provide labs, try to understand what happened to him. Did he really raise from the dead? And any state department of defense would, or the spies would have loved that resurrection technology of unkillable soldiers, or a generation of super soldiers. That's the world for you. That's, of course, the fiction world, but that's the way the world thinks. But this resurrection, this power of the resurrection, is available to all believers. We die every day to the desires of the world in order to live in Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that five times Jesus reveals himself to different people that day of the resurrection, and their world was never the same. They changed forever. And we see in the book of Acts that Jesus reveals himself to all the people that through Peter, who was talking to them. And in Luke's gospel also tonight, we just learned that the resurrected Christ reveals himself to his disciples. And remember last week, if you were here, that Father Jeff spoke about how Christ is still with us, even in the breaking of bread and our prayers as a church. And obviously his disciples were given access to his glorified body to touch and see and to look at the hands and the feet, all flesh and bones, just like we see each other here today. Today I want to show that Christ still reveals himself to us and brings us hope through a series of many miracles and brings changes in our lives, as we live not by sight, but by faith in Christ, despite our troubles and turmoil. Let's go into it. We have no way of telling the true state of mind of the disciples after the crucifixions, but we can tell, we can try to imagine it. They were hiding, their leader was murdered, so they were scared, fearful that the same thing might happen to them. But now, surprisingly, Peter was speaking up after the resurrection. So what happened? From fear to great courage. Encountering the resurrected Jesus Christ is life transforming. Something happened to us when we meet Jesus Christ. Something really deep happens. For example, case in point, a lame got to walk. A lame got to walk. So the power of God did that. And Peter said, turn to God that your sins may be wiped out. And look, and he told them, God knows what you have done in the past. He knows that you acted in ignorance. But now, come to God. Come to God for healings. Don't look back at the past, at those things that you might have done in ignorance. I want you to come to me so that I can heal you. The troubles of this world have a way of digging wounds in our lives. And often in response, we act in regrettable ways. But when we come to Jesus, like today, he heals us and bandages our wounds. For this reason, I can't afford not to have Jesus in my life. I am a person who have walked a difficult road, very difficult road, and I know how important it is for me to want to walk with Jesus Christ. Forgive me, Lord, each day and a night in the morning. Forgive me, Lord. I want you to empty me of me so that you would come and live in me. He is the defender of our cause, just as our brother has just sung in Psalm 4. And this made me think of different people in the world living daily with injustice, terror, diseases, and death as companions. Today, you read in the newspaper how the country of Brazil is struggling big time with the pandemic. They have like 4,000 daily deaths. It's mind-boggling the kind of suffering people are in and the wailing in the community, It's hard to imagine for us. And I'm thinking of those people who's been cornered in difficult circumstances, difficult decisions in life, unable to see any solutions in the horizon. Then you, the believer, Jesus sends you out into the world to bring this power of the resurrection to them. So you might say like Peter, I don't have $20 in my pocket. I don't have $20. But all I have, I will give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Be healed. I pray that the money for that rent will be found. That today you will experience peace. Be that person that Jesus is sending in the community for that person and bring healing in that person's life. That's what Jesus does in our community. That's what people did in my life. And I found Jesus Christ to give me satisfaction, fullness of life, and peace inside my heart. Perhaps this power of the resurrection is that miracle for someone. Take heart. Jesus is in you. Be your neighbor's miracle. Pray for them. Let this Jesus in you speak to those in your social circle. Speak to their problem and their issue where it hurts. Speak life into their situation. Pray for your nation. Let Jesus in you bring a word of hope and healing. Don't be afraid. Jesus asks us, why do doubts arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. He never ceases to reveal himself to us every day. So today, as we walk forward towards Holy Communion, allow Jesus to reveal himself to you. Allow tonight your encounter to Jesus be so real, so perfect for you. The Jesus of Nazareth to change your perspective on life. Don't let anything trouble you anymore. Take heart. Jesus is here with us and within us. Amen.